welcome to another Tuesday edition of KETR's Locker Room, the one and only sports podcast for Northeast Texas. I'm Cooper Welch here with my co-hosts Ryan Billups and Taylor Phelps. We've got two very special guests with us, the Kaylee and Katty, right?
Katie.
Katie, sorry. I'm very bad with name pronunciations. Anyway, the twins from the A&M Commerce Lions soccer team. We're going to be talking to them first, and then we're going to talk a little bit about Mavs basketball, some, of course, Louisville winning the championship, and if we have time, we'll go into some next year's Final Four. But first, let's start off with you guys. Just tell us a little bit about yourselves.
Well, I'm Katie, and I guess
I'm Callie.
Okay.
We're from McKinney, Texas, not too far.
We've been playing soccer since we were four.
Four, wow. Yeah.
And they finish each other's sentences. That's
awesome, yeah.
Part of the twin superpower.
What did you start with? Did you start at AAU level or?
Just like the little kids.
Yeah,
little like
kids.
Where everyone puts their kids in.
And
you
then
get
it just
a trophy,
progressed.
No, even if you lose kind of thing.
Was your dad, were your parents real intense with it when you first started or was it just something to do?
It was just something to do. Like, mm-hmm. We weren't too good. They even had to like hold a sign to say which way to go.
So what are your majors?
I'm health promotion.
I'm in accounting.
Okay, what got you interested in sports? Did you start? Were you always playing soccer, or did it kind of was it kind of like a little kid playing all the sports and kind of worked your way into only soccer?
We played everything.
Yeah, we did gymnastics for a while. Mm-hmm. Then our mom took us.
Were y'all always on the same team?
Yes, all the time.
So you've never been opponents except
no,
at
that'd
home.
Be too weird.
I don't think I would like playing against her. I'd
laugh.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
Okay. Well, what are your future plans after you finish here? I know you've got about 2 years left, but what's the future like for you guys?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know what to do. I'm kind of scared about it, but
yeah. I don't know. I would like to travel.
Okay. Just
travel?
Yeah.
And for your job, too? Like, whatever you do in your job, you'd like to travel?
Okay. Well, we want to ask you some A&M Commerce-related questions next. So, what drew you guys to Commerce?
Just the place. We like how small it is and not, like, the big... like environment.
Mm-hmm. It's close to home, and we liked Neil, our coach.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It is close, and but it is different than McKinney, for sure.
Oh, very different. It's more country.
Yeah.
There's not much to do.
There's no Target
there's
here.
Yeah.
Have you always liked Commerce, or have you kind of grown to like it?
I guess I liked it at first.
Or do you like Commerce?
Yeah.
I do like it. I think it's grown on me more, though.
I would say the same thing.
Okay. You've been here for a few years now. What do you think has changed the most since you've been here?
It's construction. There's the roads everywhere.
Better or worse?
Worse.
Yeah, yes.
And that's hard to believe because they were pretty bad when
they
we
were
got
bad
here.
Before. Yes. I don't know why
they kind of
why this is going
made
on,
things a little bit worse, actually.
Yeah, whatever. Hopefully by next year it'll be better.
Yeah. So what's your biggest goal while you're here as far as a soccer player or as a student?
I want to win conference.
Yeah, definitely.
Conference championship.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then graduate.
Regular season or tournament or both? Or was anyone in particular better to you?
I would say all of the above.
Yeah.
Just win it.
Let's
go
for that.
Go home.
Okay. If you have to make a prediction for next year, what is it?
Winning conference.
Winning conference?
Yes. You think you win conference?
I think we're going to have a lot of potential next year.
Yes.
Okay.
We have a lot of players coming back and filling positions. What do you think the problem was with last year's team? What do you think kind of held y'all back?
We just couldn't finish. I mean, we did really well on the field. It's just getting the ball in the net was our problem.
Yeah.
I hear that's a big deal.
That's kind of the main point. Yeah.
Okay.
So what is it like getting to play a sport with your twin? I mean, a lot of people have brothers and sisters, but to actually be a twin and be the same age.
Be same grade level. And.
I think it's pretty awesome.
And you have a built-in partner to like...
I mean, it's not like you know what it's like to not... Well, the... Did either of you play a sport and the other one didn't, or did you always play at the same time?
It's always been together.
Yeah.
So it'd be weird not to play with her.
Yeah, I agree. Because, I know where she is on the field. I always know how she's
feeling. If she's, too tired to sprint for that ball, I won't pass her. I just know.
there ever a time when one of you was playing and one of you wasn't?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I would think
tell us about that. What was that like?
Or something. And...
Oh, yeah, when you felt my pain.
Yeah, I felt her pain.
Thing.
It was so weird. People think we're lying when we say that, but I really did feel her
pain. So y'all really do have twin superpowers.
Yeah.
It wasn't just the coincidence with the finishing each other's sentences thing.
Like that one occasion, it was weird. Like I marked this exact spot where she broke her arm. And the doctor was like, yeah, that's it. It was so weird.
Do you have a favorite memory from being sisters and playing soccer? Is there anything in high school or now? that's been special to you?
I would just say winning state with Katie.
Yeah.
When you say, yeah, that's pretty special there.
I feel like we're brushing over this feeling each other's pain issue a little too quickly. Does anybody else not think that's insane?
It's pretty awesome. It's kind of weird. Yeah. It's a little bit unbelievable.
We've had some weird moments.
Yeah. Like, I just know where she is on the field, and I can sense her. Like,
it's like a twin sense, like a spidey sense.
Like, I know what she's going to do without having to say anything. It's weird.
Does that extend out farther? Like, you can be in McKinney, and you know the other one's in Commerce or something?
I mean, usually I always know where she is anyway.
Right.
I don't know if I would go that far.
Okay.
But soccer is pretty much, I know what's going on with Katie.
Yeah. Well, are there any famous twins in soccer that you guys look up to that's your idol or anything?
I don't know if I know any.
Me neither.
I do know the there are in other sports, though.
Right,
I
mean, yeah, like the Uptons and baseball.
And we have the basketball twins, the Brooklyn and the Phoenix.
Right, Lopez and
Lopez
we also
twins.
Have the
guys Markeith, Morris and the Morris twins, from Kansas.
Sons.
So that's two basketball. That's pretty impressive in the sport of basketball to be able to have twins that make it. Yeah. And I'm sure there are in soccer, we're just overlooking them. But
well, then let me ask this. Do you guys want to be the first famous twins in soccer?
I mean, that'd be great. I don't know if it'll happen, but...
Okay.
You could be the A&M Commerce famous twins.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, that's about going to do it for A&M Commerce questions. We're going to move on to the really super grueling rapid-fire questions, see what you guys can do. So here we go. So first, favorite sport?
Soccer.
Okay.
Favorite athlete?
Ooh, don't have one.
Me neither.
You don't have one?
Not even each other or anything?
My favorite's Katie for sure.
Okay, favorite sports team? Ask me any sport.
Mavericks.
I was going to say that.
Oh, really? Okay.
Good answer.
Let's see if we can get an answer that's different for the two of them. Tony Romo, fan or not?
No.
Okay.
College or professional sports?
Professional.
Super Bowl winner for next year?
I have no idea. I'm going to say Cowboys.
Good
okay.
answer.
I'll go with Cowboys. Got to stay with Texas.
Okay, Callie.
All right.
Do you like or hate mascots?
I like.
Okay.
They even answered that at the same time.
Do you like our mascot here, the new lion?
Where's...
Have you seen that one? Looks like
yeah,
a Pokemon.
I think they just need to add some muscles to it.
Yeah, it looks
a little
like a
better.
Pokemon to me.
Is it cartoonish?
Yeah, it's cartoonish.
Read or watch a movie?
Watch a movie. She's going to say read because she's a nerd.
Read.
Yeah.
All right, there we go.
Okay.
Okay, what is your favorite band?
No, I'm not really picky, so I don't. I'm not into music, but I listen to it.
Do you have like a type of music that's your favorite?
Everything.
Country.
Alternative rock.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you like country?
Rocker. Yeah.
Okay.
A favorite song.
Again, I don't know. It goes with the band.
Kiss Me.
Oh god.
You can't see
this,
but they look at each other after every question.
They're consulting.
Gotta make that eye contact.
Okay. Biggest inspiration.
I'm waiting on you for that one.
Okay. My mom.
Oh,
love you, Mom.
I'll say Dad then.
What did you want to be when you grew up, when you were a kid?
A vet.
I want to be a chef.
Okay. Steak or pizza then?
Pizza.
Sausage or bacon?
Sausage all the way.
Bacon.
Ooh. Okay. Golf or bowling?
Bowling,
but I want to try golfing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, let's hear your favorite superpower if you could have one.
Flying.
Talking to animals.
Okay, Dr. Doolittle
over there.
Watch a game on TV or at the stadium?
TV.
Yeah.
You can replay it.
And you can eat food.
I guess you guys have DVR. We don't.
I don't have DVR
as a college student.
But they replay it for you.
Yeah. That's
true. Okay, I got you.
Favorite actor or actress?
I'm going to go with Jennifer Lawrence right now.
Oh, okay. I like her.
I'm stumped. I don't know. I blinked.
All right, I know you guys don't watch either of these, but Fox News or CNN?
Fox. I'm going to say Fox.
Okay.
Okay, ESPN or Fox Sports?
ESPN.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. That's a good choice.
Three things you'd take out of a burning building with you. You can only take three things.
And
no,
it can't be your sister.
People don't count.
Okay, if I say, like, album, can I only take one picture? Can I say like the whole album?
Whole album's fine.
Yeah.
Like I'll say like photo albums, my dog.
I'll take a book. That's two.
my books. Okay. My pillow pet.
Okay, that's two each. One more. Yeah, one more each.
My cash box.
Okay.
She took her pillow pet before her cash box. Yeah. Everybody to be aware of that.
Priorities.
Anyone else who's inside?
No, not people.
Not people.
Oh, yeah. I would say my pillow pet, too. Okay. We're pretty close.
All right. Would you rather fight Mike Tyson or talk like him for the rest of your life?
Fight him.
Okay. And American Idol or Dancing with the Stars?
American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you guys survived the rapid fire section. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yes, we're going to take a
very quick break, but we'll be back. You guys are welcome to stay if you want to and hang out with us the rest of the show. But this is KETR's Locker, and we'll be right back.
Donating your car is as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1. Call our toll-free number to arrange a convenient time to pick it up. 2. Give our driver the signed title and he'll give you a receipt. And 3. When it sells, we'll send you your tax receipt. See, it really is that easy. Just call 855-KETR-123 to get the process started today. Our representative will walk you through the details. Call 855-KETR-123 today.
Hi, I'm Harry Shearer. Information spiced with mordant commentary, music spiced with eclecticism, comedy spiced with savage topicality. That turns out to be the recipe for my weekly radio broadcast, Le Show. Too spicy for you? Nah. Le Show. Sunday afternoons at 3 on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Hello and welcome back to KETR's Locker Room. Cooper Welch here, along with my co-hosts, Ryan Biltz and Taylor Phelps. And our special guests, the twins, have stayed with us for this next segment. All right, guys, so what are we talking about next?
Well, let's start with the biggest news right now. The game last night, Louisville against Michigan.
One of the best basketball games.
Oh, I would
games.
Say one of the best.
All year long. And it happened to be the national. I mean, it happened to be the championship game. So.
Yeah, it's always good when that's the best game of the tournament.
Yeah, it couldn't have played out any better. Michigan taking an early lead with Spike Albert just going off the backup point guard, who averaged 1.8 points per game, going for 17 in the first half. I think up to that point, he was like 10 for 10 or 9 for 9 from three-pointers in the tournament. I mean, think about that, to be perfect from the three-point line in the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, you're perfect from the three-point line
I am
career.
This year, but that's a little different than NCAA tournament.
Right. Yeah,
trying to go consecutive games, not just one game either. It's like he's maintaining perfection through multiple weeks.
And they said that his career best before that game was 9 points. So
and he had that in like 3 minutes coming on for, and it wouldn't have happened if Trey Burke hadn't gotten two fouls, because you know he would have played and been on the court.
Yeah, he would have been on.
Although I do think that hurt Michigan overall, because he didn't play for like 15, he didn't play for like 13 or 14 minutes.
Yeah.
And you know that hurts
they
a player
had to do
like that.
Something to do with that comeback.
And he is the collegiate player of the year, consensus collegiate player of the year, to not play in the national championship game. I mean, I don't care if you got two fouls, if you got three fouls, you gotta play him. You gotta take chances. That's how you win a national championship. You take chances.
Yeah.
They took chances starting Mitch McGarry at the beginning of the tournament. It's the last game of the season. You gotta trust that kid that he's not going to get that third foul.
Well, let's talk about the refs a little bit. They've been under controversy this really all season long, especially in the tournament. What did y'all think about the referee job last night?
I don't think it was any good.
I thought it was okay. I mean, they didn't call that many fouls. They just let the kids play.
I thought towards the end there was some.
Burke blocked that kid off the backboard.
Right. Yeah. That was a foul.
I mean, there were some messed up calls. I didn't think it was anything that altered the game, though.
There was some very debatable calls. There was a goaltend early in the game that was pretty evident. I thought it was evident. You couldn't see the Michigan's bench reaction because it was down on the Louisville side when I think his name's Jang. blocked Burke's mm-hmm. layup, but it was obviously a goaltend. You could just tell it hit off the glass. It's one of those hit off the glass, and mm-hmm. he hits it. You couldn't see the Michigan's reaction, and then there was the Trey Burke foul later. Well, think about that. That's a 4-point swing.
If
you take those two calls in a close game, that's a 4-point swing. The officiating and things like that in fouls and goaltends has to be correct because that directly impacts the score of the game. I mean, that can decide whether or not they come down at the end, and it's a 2-point. It would have been a 2-point game at the end.
Right.
Now, things are going
to
happen.
I think
in the
other games it was more evident. I think in other games the ref really had more to do with the final outcome than this game. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was good reffing in this game, but I don't necessarily think it was. I think Cooper's dry. I think they really just let him play a lot
compared to the rest of the tournament and the controversial calls.
Yeah. Comparatively,
this wasn't an Ed Rush situation,
no.
Right? Who did get fired, but
resigned.
Yeah. He resigned for a reason. But anyway, it's not like we can do anything about the officiating, so let's just talk about Louisville's win what this does for Patino.
Yeah, this is his second overall championship.
First time to win a championship at two different schools.
And two rival schools.
Yeah.
To do it, that's like Mike Krzyzewski going to Duke, or if Dean Smith had gone to Duke. I mean, Mike Krzyzewski going to North Carolina,
yeah.
Dean Smith to Duke, and it won another championship. Mm-hmm. That would be, I think that's being downplayed.
Yeah,
because he didn't just go straight from Kentucky to Louisville. He went in a stint in the NBA. He's coached at other places before Kentucky, but to do that at two rival schools, which are hated
rivals,
and in the same state of Kentucky, Kentucky's won back to back championships. Also,
that would be like Mack Brown winning a championship at Texas and then going to A&M and coaching there and winning a championship. I mean, it's basketball and football is a little bit different, but still.
But same idea.
Also, yeah. Mack Brown could never do that, so there's that issue.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Someone sounds a little spiteful about Mack Brown over there.
Yeah, well.
I don't blame him.
Anyways, let's look at the brackets. I would like to.
Oh gosh! Don't even talk about it.
I'll give it to Cooper. He did win. He finished with a score of 840
out of like 3,600 possible.
I am really mad.
More importantly, let's talk about Taylor's score.
Okay. No, listen. Okay, you go ahead and say it, and I'm going to defend myself. Let's go.
I got a lot of flack.
I want to hear it.
Okay, I got a lot of flack earlier on because I was in last place most of this whole tournament run. I was pretty near the bottom throughout all of this. I'd kind of given up on it. I thought I was out. And last night, I get on to look, and sure enough, there I am at second place
in the tournament guys were first and second.
With 710 points. So
because I'm mad at ESPN because you cannot, like, I had the best first round and I had the best second round. So how can I lose? Because I picked more games right. But my teams didn't go as far later on. Like my Sweet 16 was terrible and I didn't get any points from the Elite Eight on.
That's why.
Yeah, that's why.
Like, but I picked upsets. I don't know. I'm just really mad.
You sound
I think
better.
All games should be the same. Well, I say that, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Also, like to give a shout out to my good friend Ryan Woodward, who finished in seventh place. He's one of my roommates and has been talking a lot of smack to me. And so that's a nice one to see me jump the leaderboard on that as well. So Cooper in first, me in second, Taylor in fifth. Not terrible, guys, for being the leaders of this show.
And look who tied with Taylor, your fiance.
Yeah, let's.
Oh, golly! I think I remember you making fun
All
of
right,
me for that.
Let's
at
get
one
off
point
this
two.
Subject. Let's get off this subject real fast. So Louisville's the eighth team to win at least three NCAA basketball championships.
Can you name the others?
Duke, North Carolina,
Duke,
Kansas,
North Carolina,
Kentucky,
Kansas, Kentucky,
UCLA.
Right. Two more.
Connecticut.
Yeah. One more.
Florida. No, they've only won two.
Yeah, I don't think it's Florida.
Who is the other?
I don't know. I'm just seeing if we can get it. Do you know?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Totally just missing one.
It could be Florida. It could be like Notre Dame or I don't know. I really don't know. Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on to.
But does that move Louisville into the elite category?
Yeah,
schools. Are they a Duke, North Carolina now? Are they a Kentucky? Are they?
I would never put them at Duke, North Carolina level.
I think
personally.
They're a tier below that.
Yeah,
they're right there.
I think.
Okay.
Was it Michigan State? Maybe.
It is Michigan State.
Yeah,
I bet it is.
Okay. Well, I'd say that they're right there with Michigan State, like below Duke, North Carolina, and Kentucky, but with Michigan State and above Michigan, I think still.
Oh, definitely, without a doubt, above Michigan.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, and probably right there with UConn too, I'd say.
Yeah, UConn's kind of like that.
Yeah.
It's just Duke and North Carolina. They've been good, sustained their level for so long.
And the professionals that come out of there, too.
Yes, that it's just they're yeah. in history.
All right, well, let's move on, talk some more basketball, but this side, the pro side of things. What's next for the Mavs? They're pretty much out of the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, statistically, they're not out, but
right.
everyone kind of figures they are out.
They need to go like 6-0. They would have to, and the Lakers and Utah would have to fall apart, which they're not going to because they're competing against each other.
Right.
I heard the Lakers, somebody predicted that the Lakers would have to go 5-1 because they think Utah will go 4-2. Mm-hmm. So to be honest, I'm looking at this and I'm saying, I think Utah is going to make it.
Yeah. Okay, so let's look at that 8 spot then. Utah's at 41-37. Lakers are at 40-37. So they're Lakers are a half game back.
The problem is,
who gets that spot?
I think it's Utah, because the problem is that Utah has the tiebreaker. So they can't tie. If they tie, then Utah's in.
Right.
So the Lakers have to have one more win than them to make it. Or it's not a tiebreaker. It's just they have to make it that way. And I think that they don't have the players to do it right now. Steve Blake has been starting because Nash is hurt. Meta World Peace is injured, and I don't think Meta's
coming
that
back
good
tonight,
anyway.
Though. Coming back tonight, though.
Coming back, but Meta's not that great anyway. Like, I think Meta's just his...
I think he adds a lot to that team, though.
He adds right. He adds some, but I just think he's on the floor because he's Meta World Peace, not because he's the best player. I think Earl Clark is better than Meta.
Ooh, yikes.
And I'm sorry, but he shoots the ball better. I mean, if you shoot the ball better, you're going to be better than Meta because Meta can't do much. He's
but
older.
He can play defense.
He can play good defense, but not what he used to play.
And that's important for that team because they don't have a lot of defenders outside, especially.
Mm. Well, they have Kobe.
Well, let's look at Utah's schedule. They play Oklahoma City tonight. They play Minnesota twice in a row, and then they play at Memphis. That's not a gimme schedule. I think they'll probably lose to Oklahoma City.
I think they can get the two Minnesota games, though.
They could get
Kevin Love is out for the rest of the season. I mean, 4 games, but he's out for the rest of the season.
And Minnesota's not a great team, but it's also not a gimme game either.
No, it's not.
They're like a Bucks, or I mean, they're in the Bucks are in the playoffs, but that's what I see them as.
So, do you think they win all 4 of those games?
I don't. I don't see them win, especially the Memphis game. I think Memphis wins that to keep the seeding that they have, because they don't want to face.
That's true.
Because the 4 and 5 seed will face the 1 and 2 seed, and they. I think they'd want to win all their games out and hope that the Clippers lose.
I just think Utah is very underestimated.
Right.
People don't think they're that great, and they are pretty good.
They are a good team, but they did also go through that stretch where they kind of fell apart and gave the Mavs and Lakers a shot to get back in it. Right. Lakers' schedule, they play New Orleans tonight.
They're going to win that one.
They play at Portland on Wednesday. They play Golden State on Friday. They play San Antonio on Sunday, and they play Houston on Wednesday. That is a
those last
tough
three. I think
schedule.
They can win the first ones, but the last three are
tough.
All very tough. At Golden State, that's tough. That's an in-state rival. Golden State does not like the Lakers. That's a San Antonio team that.
Well, they are going to rest Tim and.
Yeah,
and
they
Tony
probably
and
will
and
because they've gained the games ahead of Oklahoma City. I think.
Well, no, that's still
they're a couple games ahead. I know.
It's a 1 game right now.
It's just 1.
Yeah, and San Antonio has lost Parker for probably the next week, and Manu's out for at least the next 3 weeks.
I would still think that Pop wants the number 1.
Yeah, maybe we'll see.
Just because he's going to play Utah or the Lakers, and I'm telling you, they're going to crush either of those teams.
Yeah, and they could probably face pretty well against Houston though too. They're in the 7th seed right now.
Well, let's look at favorite potential playoff matchup, East or West. What do you guys got?
I really want to see the Heat and the Knicks. I mean, are we talking first round?
We're talking first round.
Ooh, first round. Who's Memphis going to play?
Right now, Memphis plays Los Angeles, which is a great series.
See, that one I see as being the one.
Yeah.
I knew that whoever Memphis played is going to be a good one because it's going to be the Clippers.
Right.
I have two. And
I don't see the Eastern ones being
I know that's cheating, but I have Oklahoma City and Houston.
That will
as
be
being
crazy.
And an awesome series. And then I have San Antonio and Lakers, if the Lakers can pull off that 8th spot. I think that'd be a fun series to watch. But chances are Utah makes it, so I'm going to stick with Oklahoma City and Houston as my favorite.
Okay.
Favorite matchup
to
watch.
It's always those 4-5s, but the Eastern 4-5s are just, who cares?
Also, New York and Boston could be a great series to
watch.
Yeah,
that first one, yeah.
I think my pick is going to be Oklahoma City-Houston, but then my second would be New York, Boston. I think that's going to be a really good series.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens.
New York's playing great right now. Right. I think if
Brooklyn
they match up,
Chicago will be a good matchup.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. They're all really good, interesting
matchups.
There's
a lot of really good matchups. A lot of teams that are...
Yeah.
But the only one I don't want to see is the Indiana one.
Oh, against the Hawks?
Yeah, that one's
that's
just
boring to me.
The
yeah.
Hawks we'll are see. Boring. Yeah. And Indiana's kind of boring, so...
I don't really want to see Miami and Milwaukee.
That's
either.
The one I'd watch. I would rather watch.
I got to run over.
Yeah, I'd rather watch the Pacers than watch
I think
the Heat.
LeBron could sit that entire series and they still win it.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. I think LeBron and Dwayne Wade could.
All right. Well, what about the Denver Golden State matchup?
I'm not super excited about it. I'm neither of those teams.
Well, with Gallinari getting hurt for the Nuggets, that's going to hurt them. It's not going to hurt them to the point where, like, oh, wow, there's no way they can win. But it hurts them to where, oh, they've gone from being the favorite, I think, to.
Anybody can win.
Anybody can beat them.
I think that's what's going to make that series interesting is because they don't have Gallinari. It's a lot closer now than it would have been.
Yeah, I actually think Golden State wins that series.
Yeah, I think they have a puncher's chance for sure. But we'll see what happens. Two things, actually, before we end this segment today. I want to go with NBA's trendiest team and then who you have to win the championship this year.
Who I have to win the championship?
Yeah, but first let's do trendiest team.
What do you mean by trendiest?
So, like, they're the most popular, or they're doing, like, the most weird things, or the most people are like, you know, I wouldn't be too mad if they won the championship, like that kind of thing.
I would say who's doing the most things and who's gaining the most popularity is the Heat with their Harlem Shake video and their streak. I mean, people are just jumping on that bandwagon like no other. But as far as who I personally am like, I really wouldn't mind if they won. Mine was Denver.
Okay.
Gallinari got hurt, and I just think there's no shot.
Okay.
I really like the Clippers, though. The Clippers, I said at the beginning of the season I thought they could win a championship. I've kind of changed my mind since then, but I would really love to see them make it far.
Yeah, I think they could. That'll be a great series again with Memphis, and whoever wins that, I think they could.
I think they could challenge the Heat a little bit.
The team I think wins it all is Miami, and I don't even think it'll be close.
Okay.
I really don't. I think... Especially to get through the East, I don't think they're gonna have any trouble.
Right.
But I would love to see New York.
That would be a good series. I still.
I'd love to see that. Just go seven. If it just went seven, I'd be
I think it would too. I think that'd be a great series to watch. And if any team can beat them, I think New York's.
That's
built,
the only one. Yeah.
Built. I mean, what they went 3-1 against them
because of Chandler. It's all because of Chandler because he can stop the paint presence of the Heat. He can stop LeBron in there a little bit. A little bit. Can't completely. But a little bit, just enough to where they could possibly win.
As far as trendy team goes, I think I'm going to go with Oklahoma City, and that's kind of been a 2 or 3 year.
Yeah, that's been a real popular team.
Two or three year swing there, and I really like Kevin Durant. I think he's just one of those guys that's just real humble, gets it done, goes out there, and just one of those real likable guys. And I'd like to see him win one. So I think that'd be my team. They're a young, fun, exciting team to watch. So.
Right. I think I'm going to have to go with the Rockets. I think. The James Harden beard experience
movement.
And having Jeremy Lin and having Omer Asik, excuse me, and their new GM, Daryl Morey, he's all about the statistics and the money ball
the
system.
Money ball, yeah.
I think that's really cool. And they've really built up a trendy, popular thing. Champions, I think Miami's got it, unless, for me, I think the Pacers are the ones that could take them out. Because we saw... against both the Pacers and the Knicks, physical, rough, fouling plays against LeBron and against the rest of the Heat frustrates them and makes them not make shots because they're small, they're fast, but they don't have size, especially on the post.
And see, you mentioned Chicago also with Joakim Noah. He can be that presence like a Tyson Chandler kind of. Not as intimidating, but like him.
All right. Well, that's about going to do it for us this Tuesday segment. We want to thank... the Twins for stopping by. Thank you so much. And then we've got, of course, Ryan Billups, Taylor Phelps, and myself, Cooper Welch. This is KETR's Locker Room. We'll be back on Friday when we'll talk Rangers and Cowboys. And we'll also cover a very controversial topic. Should Josh Hamilton's wife and kids be getting shouted at games? All right. Thank you so much for listening. This is KETR's Locker Room. We'll be back on Friday.